months ago, a massive explosion devastated Beirut. What's happened since then? Let's talk with Dan Bermawi on Steve Brown, etc.
He's an old white guy, an author, broadcaster, and seminary professor who's sick of religion. And he's brought friends. Please welcome Steve Brown, etc.
Hey, we're so glad you're here, and I say it all the time and mean it every time. You always have a place at our table. I'm Steve, the aforementioned old white guy. Matthew Porter is here. He's our executive producer. Matthew, you said your kids think you're super spiritual?
Well, they'll look up at me and they see me go, and they think I'm praying, but Daddy's really trying to remember why he came into the room.
So, thinking more about what you're here after.
That's right. That's the hereafter.
Our producer, Jinx, is in his little glass booth. Jinx is a drummer. And if you can't be a musician, that's the next best thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And our video director and one-man IT department, John Myers, is in his tech bunker. John wasn't sure if his Christmas lights would offend his Hindu neighbors, so to make sure, he put up a giant poster that read, "You worship false gods." Actually, he didn't do that. His neighbors kind of like his lights. They're not big into Jesus, but man, his lights, they are something else. If anybody could see them and get into his...
You knew we had to
Here we go.
Dr. George Beanham is the president of Key Life. And George always thanks you for supporting Key Life. This week is Giving Tuesday. You can check it out at keylife.org, Giving Tuesday, for details. For every $10 you send to Key Life, you get three free sins. And I just wanted you to know that.
That's a discount.
And Kathy Wyatt is the soft feminine side of the program. You know I have a birthday coming up. And with advanced age, sometimes big questions like, am I going to get cherry pie this year? Well, I'm not. I can see it in her eyes. I'm going to get
I was thinking about blueberry.
Oh, I can do blueberry.
Yeah.
But you could do a cherry one on the side. Just
okay, whatever.
We have as our guest today, and it has not been easy because Dan lives in Beirut, and sometimes they only get 2 hours of power. On some days. And we finally got him, and he's there in living color. He's the founder of New Nation Ministries, which exists to create and provide resources to heal individuals and transform communities. He's also less than 4 miles away from the explosion in Beirut. And when he was on with us last time, he was still cleaning up the mess and dealing with the fallout and reaching out to people in the name of Jesus. And so the first question, Dan, I want to ask is, after the explosion, what's happened in those 16 months? Tell us, and then I want to hear again about your story, but tell us what's happening there now.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It's really a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for having me on. Well, when I was with you last time, it's going to happen, and what the Lord was planning to do, and it has been like one of the most fruitful year in ministry. Not for us, for everybody. It's as if the explosion was the beginning of something really big, a revival thousands and thousands of people hold the gospel. Gospel open the doors for us, and they are welcoming us to their homes. My team grew 4 people to 22 people in just 16 months. So it's really something that we didn't expect. So it was sad, but it was joyful.
So when the worst thing you can imagine happened, it was meant for evil, and God meant it for good.
Amen. Yeah, amen. You know, Steve, in the past, before the explosion, before the multiple crises that is hitting the country, actually, I was talking to the guys here and told them that COVID is the least of our problems. The explosion is just another thing. But we have multiple crises going on in the country. The government have stolen everybody's money. So they have cleaned out the bank accounts of everybody. So no savings, nothing at all. The currency has collapsed, and it's just huge numbers now. $1 equal 24,000 Lebanese pound. So it's just people are going through, they're suffering under all of these circumstances. But at the same time, the spiritual revival that we are experiencing in Lebanon, I can't really explain. It's as if God is guiding or leading the sadness and the pain that people are going through to lead them to know him, to see his glory, and to get to know him through Jesus Christ. So, God definitely and absolutely, he is still in power. He's still on the throne. And this is what we believe. We believe in his absolute sovereignty.
Dan, and we went over a little bit of it, but you have an amazing personal story. And I'd like to hear some of that again for the listeners who weren't on with us the last time you were. Tell us a little bit about that story, where you've been and how you got to where you are.
So you're talking about my testimony, like my conversion?
Yeah.
So basically, I'm from Jordan. Jordan's like just a couple hundred miles away from Lebanon, but it's more complicated than that. You can't get to Jordan from Lebanon except through to take a flight because Israel is like there are no borders with Israel, and almost there are no borders with Syria. So even though Jordan is close, but it's really far. Anyway, so I grew up in Jordan in a Muslim family. And when I was 16, 17 years old, I got emotionally involved with Islam. I was ready to defend Islam with my life. So I was, I dedicated my life to the service of Islam. And after a year, I was at the same place. I just felt like there is nothing changed before my dedication to Islam, and after that, it's the same thing. My relationship with God, just the enmity between me and God. So I stopped being involved with all the religious traditions, the praying, fasting, and at that time, God sent somebody my way to. They offered a copy of the gospel, or they asked me to read the Bible actually, and they offered a link just online. So I found the Bible online. I read through the Gospel of Matthew, and that's it. I believe that that moment I became a follower of Jesus, because I don't know what happened in my heart, but Jesus became the most precious one in my life. And suddenly I was just converted. It's a little bit longer story, but just for the sake of time, I just came from the other end of the spectrum to the other end. So I became a dedicated Christian and a follower of Jesus. And due to persecution, or fear of persecution, to be precise, I decided to leave Jordan, and I came to Lebanon. And God has, He has taken me through different paths. And after 14 years, I can testify for His grace and His love. And so I'm just a passionate guy about the gospel. I'm reformed. I love the doctrine of grace. I believe that the Middle East and the Arab world in general have never experienced or have never, like the doctrine of grace never came to the Middle East. But many evangelicals came and today established churches. But it just, of course, God has His own people everywhere. But I mean, in general, Christianity in the Middle East, just about performance.
Guys, it's a longer story than that, as you can imagine. And we'll give you some contact information for Dan. A lot of people are not happy with him. That's a lot of Muslims and some Christians also. But he continues, and you need to remember him in your prayers. By the way, we're going to back out for a little bit, rest up, and then we're going to come back, and we're talking to Dan Bermawi, and he's the founder of New Nation Ministries in Lebanon. You don't want to miss even a little bit of this.
Hi, this is Eric, producer of Steve Brown, Etc. If you've been listening very long, you know I'm a struggling believer, and I'd love to share some things that have helped. At Key Life, we believe that the deepest message of the ministry of Jesus and the Bible is the radical grace of God for sinners and sufferers. And we have four mini books that'll help you believe that no matter what you've done or what you're going through, God's not mad at you. Feeling Guilty, Suffering, and Faith and Doubt by Steve Brown will help you apply healing biblical truth to where it hurts the most. And my mini book, The Gift of Addiction, How God Redeems Our Pain, shows that coming to the end of ourselves is actually the beginning of faith. These four mini books are in the Grace for Sinners and Sufferers mini book combo, and it's available at keylife.org for a suggested donation of $12. They're also individually available for a suggested donation of $4.
Hey, we're so glad you're here. We're talking to my friend Dan Bermawi. He's the founder of New Nation Ministry. And as I mentioned before, he was also less than 4 miles away from the massive Beirut explosion in 2020. And he's sharing some of those stories with us. We're having some significant technical problems, but I guess that's to be expected in Beirut, where Dan has sometimes only 2 hours of electricity in any given day. And when he gets it back and the router, there are all kinds of problems. But if you weren't here for the first segment, you need to know that that explosion was horrific. So many people were hurt. Their livings were destroyed. There was poverty galore. And Dan and his brothers and sisters in Christ grabbed the moment, and they began to serve, not just with words, but with actions, helping rebuild, showing compassion, reaching out. And that created questions, and the questions were about Jesus, and they are dealing with a veritable awakening in the area where Dan serves and throughout the Middle East. And I pray for Dan every day because I know that what he does is not safe. I know that it's very important. I know that Jesus called him to it. And I know that God is honoring that in a wonderful way. We're going to give you some contact information a little bit later, but stay with us. You honestly don't want to miss any of this.
Dan, would you give us a little bit of information about how New Nation began? And then as you do that, would you transition into what's your primary focus now, or are, if there are multiple directions that you're moving? But, you know, now that you're on the other side of the initial, you know, all of the, that horrific time last year, you know, what direction are you moving in now?
Well, Kathy, we are not on the other side yet. Actually, we are still, we feel like we are still suffocating by this ongoing crisis. So basically, we are doing ministry in Lebanon since 10 years. When the explosion happened, new things happened. The team grew. And Steve remembers, and everybody here remembers, when I was on the show last year, I was calling people to help us rebuild. And thank God we were able to rebuild more than 3,000 units. You can see more about this on our website. So we have been helping people rebuilding their homes, keeping food on their tables, medications, ventilators during COVID. So we were able to do a lot of things and to help thousands and thousands of people. So currently what we are doing is that, well, as I said in the previous segment, preaching the message of the gospel, the pure message of the gospel, is something new. And we did not expect what's happening. People come to us. They have been exposed to the message of the gospel or to Christianity for 20 years, 30 years. And they would hear the message of the gospel and they would say, this is the first time to hear this. And people are pouring. And God has provided us with a bigger location. So now we have like a building for our ministry. And within 1 month, we moved here in October, just 2 months ago. We started first meeting with 15 people. Now, after actually 1 hour, 120 people are going to show up. Just new people coming to learn more about the gospel. So we are our minds are blown away by what's happening. My team cannot believe what's happening. People are just pouring into our center every day of the week. So we're doing media production and we do gospel ministry. The media production is just, we try to reach people online, but with the gospel ministry, we do relief ministry. We do mental health. We have a mental health clinic now at our center. And we do discipleship, of course, discipleship meetings. We call them a new generation classes. And we have evangelistic gatherings. We have a bookstore, a publishing house. So we do a lot of things. People can see that on the website, what we are doing exactly. As I said, God is leading us. We don't know how things are you know, happening in this way. But we feel like God has called us to preach the pure message of the gospel. You know, people never heard of imputation in this part of the world. They don't know what Jesus has done for them. Christianity in general, still a performance-based religion. Even though everybody say we believe in faith, and salvation by faith alone, but it just, once you scratch the surface, it's different. It's just, you know, salvation by works. So the message is radical and the message is so great that it just changes people's life immediately. And this is what we believe that we're invited to do in the Middle East, just to preach the message of the gospel, the pure gospel. And what that is doing to people is just amazing. It's I can't really describe what's happening in people's life because of the message of the gospel. And I know that you have experienced this in your ministry. So it's just amazing.
You know, that's not altogether different than
I was just going to say that.
The danger, but it's not altogether different, as you know, in the United States from your many visits here. It stirs up people to anger, and you have faced the wrath of Christians who think you're selling out, you're not, you're compromising, which you're not at all. It's the gospel. And what you're seeing happening there when the gospel is preached, the true gospel of grace and freedom and God's mercy and imputation, it does things in people's lives. And we find the same thing here. And that's true all over the world. I have two former students in Mexico who say that the Christian church there is not growing because the gospel of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness is not preached and taught clearly.
Yeah.
Do you, we're at the end of this segment, so we're going to have to come back. Very quickly, give us a place they can go on the internet to check out some of your ministry, Dan.
So our ministry website is www.anew-nation.org. anew-nation.org.
All right. We'll give you a chance to do that when we come back. And we are coming back. I wish we had 5 or 6 hours with Dan. I'd like to go over a book that he wrote that is absolutely amazing and clear. You need to pray for him because what he's doing isn't safe.
From Key Life comes two mini books, What Do You Do for a Living? And Life After Retirement. What Do You Do for a Living by Justin Holcomb addresses the problem of defining ourselves by what we do and how we perform in our work instead of by who we know, a gracious, loving God who defines who we are. Life After Retirement by Steve Brown examines how those transitioning from work to retirement often experience a loss of purpose in life, and how the quest for personal significance can best be answered by God's radical grace, love, and purpose for our lives sufficient to carry us through this transition. What Do You Do for a Living and Life After Retirement can help guide people struggling with either work or retirement. These two Key Life mini books are available through keylife.org for a donation of $6.
Hey, we're talking to Dan Permali, and he's the founder of New Nations Ministries. Listen, I want you to write this down. This is the website, and we're having some significant technical problems, given it's a long ways off, and Dan doesn't always have electricity or the internet, given where he lives and the devastation they've been through. So write this down and check it out. And if you can help Dan and the people in this ministry, please do. Every dime will be squeezed for the glory of God. The website is new-nation.org. new-nation.org. Check it out and you'll be amazed.
And you've been talking about some of the great things that have been happening and what your ministry, how your ministry has responded to the explosion. But you're looking forward to 2022. What kind of projects is New Nation planning for next year?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you, Steve, and everybody for giving me the opportunity to, talk to people and invite them to be partners with us in dealing with one of the most tragic situations. According to New York Times, what's happening in Lebanon now is like the second largest economical tragic in history. So it's just beyond words. So thank you for giving me the chance. I want to highlight that New Nation is registered in the United States, and it has a 501c3 state, or what do you call it? So people can donate money to New Nation and be part of what God is doing in this country. In 2022, responding to your message, to your question, George, we have different programs. So I want to mention a few of them. So the first program is that we take care of a family for a whole year. So we take care of this family on the tangible, spiritual, and psychological level. So each family costs us $1,800 for the whole year to keep food, to put food on their tables, to help with medications, and to give them to therapy at our clinic, a mental health clinic, and to enroll them in the discipleship programs that we have. So each family costs $1,800 over a year. So currently we are looking after 30 family in 2022, and we hope to raise that number to 3,000. I don't know. We need to hire more people. We need to indescribable what people are going through. They cannot purchase food, bread, nothing. They can't send their kids to schools. So we provide for scholarships. This is the first thing. The second thing is a program that we call Thrive. What I mean by Thrive? We don't want to only people survive. We want to find some of them and help them thrive. I remember a friend, he shared with me a story. He said that when his father died, he was 12 years old and his brother was 10 years old. And he remembered that his mom used to work just to bring food and things. And he remembered that he was standing at the door and his mom brought a large yellow box. And he immediately realized that was a PlayStation 2. He said, "Danny, you know, my mother borrowed money to give me a PlayStation 2, but that moment changed my life. It helped me dream again." So we want to help people dream again. We want to give some individuals the chance to not only eat and sleep and shelter. No. We want to do something extraordinary for them that nonprofits don't usually do. We want to buy things and do things that can help them dream again. This is the second program. Third one is we call 911, is that we just look for people who need urgent help, surgery, some rent. They can't pay rent. So we don't help them regularly. They're not part of the first program, but they are like we help them in this urgent need. So these are the three programs that we're trying to raise funds for now. And we believe that God is using all of these programs to deliver his message. So we help people because we want to help people. But at the same time, the message of the gospel is just there and people are attracted to it. So that's part of what we are planning to do in 2022.
Oh man, that makes me tired just thinking about it. But what a great ministry. And when we come back,
thank you.
When we come back, I want to kind of expand it to the whole Middle East milieu and what's happening there. You guys, God is doing something really amazing. It may be that soon they'll be sending missionaries to our country because we're in some really dark times spiritually, and the light's beginning to shine in Lebanon and throughout the Middle East. You ought to pray for them, stand with them, and rejoice in what God is doing. Guys, we're going to take a break, try to fiddle with the knobs and the switches and see how things are working. And then, like Jesus, we're going to return. It's our fond hope that you will return with us when we return. was irritated when the electricity went out. No television, no music, no Netflix. Then he discovered that the battery on his smartphone was dead. He decided to make some coffee, but when he went to the kitchen, he realized that without electricity, he couldn't even do that. Then he noticed his wife in the kitchen, and he sat down and talked to her. He said later, "You know, she seemed like a very nice lady." I know, technology's good, but sometimes go talk to somebody face to face. You might be surprised how nice and real they are. It's messy sometimes, but Jesus would like it. I'm Steve Brown. You think about that. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to youthinkaboutthat.com. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're so glad you're here. And we're so glad that my friend Dan is here. You know, we had a conference, and he taught at that conference, and that's been a few years ago. And up to that point, I'd read a number of books on Islam and its relationship to the Christian faith and some things that every Christian ought to know. In that 1 hour of lecture that he gave, I learned more about Islam and Muslims, learned to love them and appreciate what God is doing in that 1 hour more than all the books I'd read up to that point. And at that moment, I decided that I'm for Dan. I want to see his tent enlarged everywhere because I believe that he's anointed of God.
Good word.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you.
Dan, I wanted to double back to something that you had mentioned in the last segment about one of your plans for next year. And you had said that you can support a whole family for a year for $1,800 American. And I think me and several other people are like, wait. I mean, that's $1,800 is a good amount of money, but for all of that kind of good that it's going to do, that feels low. How does that work? Help us explain that economy.
So, Lebanon used to be one of the most expensive countries in the region. But after the inflation and the devaluation of the currency, so $1,800 today equals, let me get my calculator just to give you a huge number. That would be 43 million Lebanese pounds. So that is in the 2 years ago, 43 million, that is $30,000. So $30,000 is now only $1,800. So we can't, of course, purchase anything imported. We can purchase locally produced things. So $150 a month, that is like a full shopping cart three times, probably, or two times and today economy. So what we do is that we help these families with food. That is $100 a month and $50 for other expenses. Rent is, so people, landlords are struggling. They cannot raise rents because of the whole situation. So $50 today is a huge number in 2 years ago economy. So it's complicated, but $1,800 is enough to help a family for a year now. So this is what, and of course we can provide more, but this is the minimum we can provide.
Oh man. And that doesn't mean you won't accept lesser gifts or certainly
absolutely,
larger gifts.
Absolutely. People can donate $10 or they can,
and they will squeeze every dime for the glory of God. Dan, this is our last talking segment, and I'd like to kind of, if you would, for us, expand the horizons not just in Lebanon, but you probably know what's going on in the Middle East better than anybody I know. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So if you want to understand what's happening in the Middle East, you need to go back 1400 years. That is the rise of the two main sector of Islam, Shia and Sunni. There was a political fight, and that political fight is still going on until today. So there are like there is no balance in powers in the Middle East. It used to be there was no balance, and I believe that the United States played a major role in trying to bring balance between Sunni and Shia. That's why we ended up now with Saudi Arabia and Iran, Turkey. And so it's like it's a political game, and it's influenced by religious agenda. But because I'm a hardcore believer in the sovereignty of God, I believe the mess that we are experiencing today because of an ideology should be confronted with ideology. And our ideology is the gospel, the unconditionality of the gospel. So it's for some people wouldn't understand this because they don't understand how the unconditionality of the gospel can change somebody's life. But I believe that the gospel is the solution for the Middle East, because all these wars and fight among our people is caused by the conditionality of God. It's like people, you know, whatever they believe about God determines how they live. So we just need to change the object of worship in their hearts. And that's what we are doing. People who used to be like tending toward going with ISIS are today part of Christ's body, and they worship God, and they are ambassadors for peace. So this is, and just because we don't have enough time to go through the political and the social problems, I can just briefly tell you this. Religions is the reason why the Middle East is the way it is, and the gospel is the solution. So this is how I see things, like in a nutshell.
And you're really hopeful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I believe that as this is not a joke, probably in 50 years, Europe will be sinking in religious wars, and the Middle East would be prospering. So this is, it's not a prophecy, but I see thousands of people coming to Christ every day. So I can't but say this, I am hopeful, yeah.
Oh man, I'll tell you, you're not gonna read about this anywhere. You're not gonna be able to get a news magazine or an internet place or a major news outlet or platform, because they just don't talk about it. But underneath all of the tragedy and the division and the hatred, God is doing something that is absolutely amazing. You can call it awakening or revival, but he's taking the gospel of the good news to places that you wouldn't believe. And Danny's going to places where we can't go. So you stand with him. You'll make a major difference in a lot of lives. Dan, thanks for being on with us again. We'll do it again soon. We love
to
talk to you.
Thank you,
everybody. We love what God's doing in your life.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Guys, we're going to come back for just a little bit on the other side of the break, and Kathy will tell us who we're going to do it unto next week. And don't forget Dan's website. It's new-nation.org. Go there. Rejoice in what God is doing, and then pray for Dan. Help he and his brothers and sisters out.
Hi, this is Eric, producer of Steve Brown, Etc. If you've been listening very long, you know I'm a struggling believer, and I'd love to share some things that have helped. At Key Life, we believe that the deepest message of the ministry of Jesus and the Bible is the radical grace of God for sinners and sufferers. And we have four mini books that'll help you believe that no matter what you've done or what you're going through, God's not mad at you. Feeling Guilty, Suffering, and Faith and Doubt by Steve Brown will help you apply healing biblical truth to where it hurts the most. And my mini book, The Gift of Addiction, How God Redeems Our Pain, shows that coming to the end of ourselves is actually the beginning of faith. These four mini books are in the Grace for Sinners and Sufferers mini book combo, and it's available at keylife.org for a suggested donation of $12. They're also individually available for a suggested donation of $4.
What a good hour. Some technical difficulties, but man, we got the message. And Dan is one of the most articulate spokesmen for the Christian faith that I know anywhere. And he's become my friend, and I love him a lot. You don't find people like this very often who are this faithful in a hard place. And Dan doesn't live a safe life. You know, there are a lot of people that wish Dan would just die or go away because he's making such an impact in people's lives. And God protects him. And he leans on God for that protection. And that's a good place to be. He's right in the center of things. And he's seeing every day people coming to Christ with great joy, learning that they can be forgiven, that God's righteousness through Christ's righteousness has been given to us. That's not a message that people in Lebanon should be the only ones to hear. It's what we're about here too. Makes some people angry, but it makes some people laugh and dance in the presence of a God who gives us that kind of message. So it was good to have Dan with us, and we're going to have him back on occasion just to make sure he's still alive and make sure that God is still using him in some wonderful ways. Kathy, who are we going to have on next week?
Next week, we have our dear friend, Justin Holcomb, who we've had Justin and his wife, Lindsay, on a couple times in the past, books that they've written. But this is a great devotional book. And Steve, as you well know, you kind of cringe when we talk about devotional books, but this one is really a pretty great book. It's titled God With Us, 365 Devotions on the Person and Work of Christ. And the thing I liked about it so much was it doesn't heap on guilt by, first of all, naming each one, you know, like January 5th or February 20th or whatever. So you open it up and look at it and go, oh, good grief, I'm so far behind. It just, you know, it doesn't do that. So you can start whenever you want. Yeah, you can start wherever you want and just, you know, do whatever you want to do with it. And it's the content is just really great.
Yeah. In fact, I've started using it for my morning devotions. I'm meeting some old friends from church history and realizing that they got grace and they got it profoundly. Well, guys, we're finished. Put a fork in us. We're done. But that doesn't mean we're finished forever. We're going to try and do this again next week, exactly at the same time and the same place. And it's our fond hope that you'll join us then as you did now. Between now and then, don't do anything we wouldn't do. That gives you a wide, wide berth.